It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The British bank HSBC is set to pay nearly $2 billion to the U.S. government, which accuses the bank of money laundering. Joining me now is NPR's Jim Zeroli. And Jim, you're expecting this to become official tomorrow?
Yeah, the Justice Department and some other law enforcement agencies, including the Manhattan DA's office, are going to have a press conference, and they're going to formally announce this. Basically, they're saying that HSBC has agreed to pay nearly $1.9 billion to settle allegations that it allowed some things to take place at the bank. There have been allegations that HSBC allowed drug cartels to use the bank, also that it sort of sat by and watched while countries like Iran, Sudan, Libya, Myanmar, all countries that are the subject of economic sanctions by the U.S. government, they were allowed to do business at the bank.
You know, you've used the words sat back and watched or let things happen. Is the government here charging HSBC with active involvement in these schemes or just not being vigilant enough?
Well, that is what HSBC says. They have basically come out and said, okay, some of these things appear to have gone on and we perhaps didn't have adequate financial controls and allowed this to happen. And now we've learned our lesson. They have hired somebody who used to work at the Treasury Department who knows something about money laundering to sort of beef up their financial controls. They say they've sort of turned over a new leaf. That's the same thing that some of the other banks have said, too, because the government has also accused some other foreign banks of doing the same thing. Credit Suisse, ING, Barclays, they've been accused of helping governments like Iran evade U.S. economic sanctions.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Jim Zeroli reporting that British bank HSBC plans to settle money laundering charges with the U.S. government for nearly $2 billion.